the same hand, how you'll find something new. I can't work it out what it's all about. I won't live my life through you. This ain't real, this ain't true. This ain't what I signed up to. This ain't right, it's no good, I'm no good. Oh, everything is changing, and I've been here for too long. Going through the same things, I've been hurting so long. Got to move on, say, I can't do this anymore.
From one regular chemist to another chemist, we're about to actually connect with the phenomenally talented Boots UK pharmacist Vikram Pandya. Good morning, Vikram. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
And we also have the astonishingly talented, I've described her as Renaissance woman, Graham Harper, our mutual friend and ace director, has also said, yeah, Claire King, she's fantastic. It is Claire King. How are you, Claire?
I'm very well, thank you very much. What a lovely introduction.
Oh, we always like to call them as we see them on Sion FM and Southside Broadcasting. Claire, if we can come to you first before we start talking about how we're really focusing on the NHS flu vaccine here, but the whole phenomenon of the caring army that exists in Britain, literally, without whom effectively the whole quality of life for so many people would be far worse. You're very much at the heart of this because, you know, you're caring for your dad, you care for your mum, and you've got a career as well, actress and all the rest of the bits and pieces to work through. But share your story briefly with us in terms of how it connects with this particular story as well.
Yeah, well, my father was diagnosed with MS some 50 years ago, and for the last 25 has been wheelchair bound, and the last 3 years really bed bound. 25 years ago my mother was caring for my father, but she's had crushed discs in her spine, she's had knee replacements, she has rheumatoid and osteoarthritis. So her days as a carer were somewhat curtailed. My brother and I both did whatever we could and care for them both, help with the finances, cooking, just general things around the house. But because we both work and we have to earn a living, we got a full-time carer in, and she lives in now. And we still do, obviously, bits and pieces around the house to help out when she needs some time off, because they do, because a lot of carers actually don't get any days off at all.
No, indeed.
But out of the 42% of carers that live, 42% of carers that in the country haven't actually have had a flu vaccine, and the other 58%...
Exactly. I mean,
Yeah, every year I have my flu vaccine because I cannot afford my parents to get ill. I can't afford to be ill because I need to look after them. They can't afford to get ill because it would be absolutely dire with their immune systems. So we're just really, Boots and I, working together to try and promote the fact that there is a free influenza vaccine that you can get from your chemist, your GP, and take it up. I don't think people are actually aware of this.
You've made a number of very key and important points there, Claire. I mean, first of all, the fact that there are a quarter of UK carriers have never taken a day off in 5 years, but
that's true,
even more significant that as a result of actually caring, inevitably energy levels can drop, and we need to keep our immune system developed, and that's where very much Boots UK coming in to ensure that we can improve the figures. I mean, 42% of the 6.5 million carers in the UK received their flu vaccination in the last year, but that means there's 58% who aren't.
Exactly.
So, you know, I know it's not a math specialist, but in terms of Vikram, from your own perspective, this is something that Boots UK, it's hopefully it's a win-win situation, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, here at Boots UK, we're really trying to drive and just get as much awareness out to the public that they can come in for a free NHS flu vaccination. I mean, it's not just available at Boots, it's through GPs and pharmacies. But Boots, we have specially trained pharmacists that we can take in appointments that, you know, last 15 minutes. It's super quick and convenient for people. They just need to drop in and speak to a pharmacist and get it done, really. And that's what we're here today, to just build that awareness.
And if people are worried about possible side effects, thinking, oh, I don't want to take a flu vaccine, I've heard too many tales of people actually having a flu vaccine and then finding it even worse. Can we actually just scotch those rumours right now, Vikram?
Absolutely. I mean, there are a lot of tales associated with having the flu vaccination, but it's a really quick vaccination, and it can just make your arm feel a little bit achy for a couple of days. Like all medicines, there are some side effects which do last, but there is a common misconception that it does make you ill afterwards, which isn't the case. It does take actually up to 14 to 21 days to become active in your system, so over that time frame you can still pick up other illnesses and things like that, which is why people associate it with the vaccination they've just had.
Claire, again, wearing your actress hat from that point of view, and clearly we've all been in a situation where you don't want to turn up on set feeling like death, even though Mickey Rooney would say the show must go on, etc., and such like. But there is that time. From what Vicar has been saying there, obviously as somebody who avails herself of the flu vaccine, would you say actually it's better to have the vaccine than to actually say, no, I'll get through myself?
Oh, gosh, no, it's so much better to have the vaccine. Not only just for yourself and your health, but for the people that you actually look after, and also for the NHS for their sake, because suddenly you'll get to January and there'll be an absolute panic of flu people coming in, all wanting to be treated for the flu. So instead of that, protect yourself and don't get the flu. It's as simple as that.
Indeed.
And if you are looking after somebody and caring for somebody, you can get it done for free, and it'll look after you and the person you care for.
Now, one of the great things about this little piece is that there are five top tips that actually Boots have actually put together in terms of ensuring you can cope with this and actually improve the quality of life and ensure that the immune system is looked after. And I'm just wondering, if we've all got access and eyes on this, maybe we could actually sort of do a little duo come trio and take one little item to start off with. So, I mean, Claire, would you like to start off with keep all eyes on the virus?
If
that's
yes,
there.
Well,
that's in terms of the sequence. So I'm throwing you in.
All you've got to do, just don't touch your eyes, nose, mouth, because that's where all the bugs are actually around. So,
yeah.
And if you're in a public area, even door handles, you know, if you've touched your nose, sneezed, not covered your nose up, and then you touch a door handle, somebody else comes along, that's how germs spread.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely, absolutely. Vikram, this line about don't let winter be a washout, the importance of actually washing your hands effectively.
Absolutely. Keeping up your general personal hygiene is tremendously important. Washing your hands regularly before eating, and sometimes people keep the alcohol sanitizing gels nearby so they can use that when necessary.
And allowing for the old maxim, coughs and sneezes spread diseases, perhaps combating your cough, Claire, would be important if you've got a slight cough that's lingering.
Yes, I mean, we all get little coughs every now and then, but if it does persist, then the first thing you should do is go to your local GP or your pharmacy and get it checked out. It could be serious.
I was particularly interested, Vikram, in the study by the Appalachian State University in North Carolina, which said that actually fresh air and exercise is good for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The study has proven to show that exercise for five times or more a week have made people get less ill and less severe colds. So it's quite an interesting study. But general fresh air and exercise is always good for us.
And finally, Claire, something which the best directors and folk in the world of theatrical work, etc., is very important. Support. You need support.
Yes, you do. Your immune system particularly. I have a very straightforward diet, almost a Mediterranean diet, little and often, almost tapas style, and plenty of vegetables and fruit of different colours. That is the key to it. So as you're getting all your vitamins, all your intake, high density, high energy dense foods, and not the big fat carbs or saturated fats, chips and things like that. You want all the good greens, a lot of kale, a lot of spinach, things like that really boost the system. You can actually get supplements as well. for immune purposes.
And with Countryside Live being hosted by your hometown of Harrogate this weekend, I think it's all good stuff from that point of view.
Absolutely.
Healthiness and so on. Okay, let's move back to Vikram. Clearly, you know, not only the winner of the best of the best pharmacist for community care, but also a fine soul as well. Vikram, where can people go to find out more details about the NHS flu vaccine or so on? Share with us, please.
You can access all the information on Boots.com or go to the NHS website, or even better, just pop into your local Boots store and speak to one of our specialist trained pharmacists. It takes about 15 minutes to get the vaccine done anyway.
Makes perfect sense. And Claire King, two final questions for yourself and Vikram, really. Mm-hmm. Have you both had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning discussing about the importance of getting that NHS flu vaccine?
No, it's been lovely speaking to you about it, but it is important for everyone to go out there and get your vaccine done.
Very much. I think that message should come across, and hopefully, I say, it won't be too long before you're both back. I mean, I think there's a whole new routine here, basically. Claire and Vikram, it could open a whole new sort of line of things there. I just sort of
Smith sense. And Jones.
Yeah, well, exactly, precisely. Vikram, likewise, has it been okay for you?
Absolutely brilliant. Really great to bring up that awareness to the public and getting as many carers to know about the vaccination service through us at Boots as well.
Well, and all we have to say is Boots UK pharmacist extraordinaire Vikram Pandya and ace actress and a general all-round fine soul Claire King. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Challenging to find out what you actually follow Claire King and Vikram Pandya on the programme with after they've been talking about the NHS flu vaccine. Coldplay. Yes, I know. Okay, never mind. Let's move on to somebody who's always full of the joys of happiness and spring, and certainly avails herself of the importance of one of those things we were talking about with Claire and Vikram, the need to have some fresh air and exercise. Yes, we're delighted to connect with the ace marketing soul from Central Lodge, Stuart Park, a whole range of other sort of factors, with Askham Bryan College as well. It's Lauren Watson. Lauren, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Delighted to touch base with yourself. Of course, it seems like only yesterday you were in the studio, of course, together with Francine. And
where the time's gone.
Amazing. But I gather the builders have sorted it out. They've done what needed to be done, and we're almost all set to open the whole thing up officially.
Yes, that is right.
There are people, Lauren, who might be sort of thinking, Stuart Park, open what up officially? What's been happening here? What have I missed out on? Lauren, share with us what this project that you've been involved with as Graduate Marketing Officer at Askham-Bryan College in Stuart Park has been all about.
We have a Victorian building in Stuart Park called Mitchell Lodge, and it was the working estate of the Victorian manor that Henry Bowker owned, which was called Martin Hall. Martin Hall, sadly, is no longer with us, but Central Lodge most certainly is. Askham-Bryan College put in a Heritage Lottery Fund bid. Successful, and from around December up until last month, builders are in renovating the Central Lodge, and now it's open as a college for Askham-Bryan College, so it teaches animal management and equine to 16 to 18 year olds.
And presumably, I say it opened on time and on schedule back in September.
Yes, it did. So the students are actually, this is the last day before the half term, so I can't believe where that first half of the term has gone, really.
Well, so it's all very peculiar. You see, at the University of Lincoln, we don't actually have our reading week until the week after. It's very confusing. Never mind. That's all part and parcel. Listen, November the 2nd, there's a wonderful event taking place there, which hopefully a couple of my colleagues and myself at Southside will be able to come along to. Is this the official launch on November the 2nd of the Central Lodge at Stuart Park?
It is, yes. So we're actually doing two launches. So this is our soft launch for the dignitaries. So everybody who's helped us out along the way, such as yourself, the Friends of Stuart Park, the builders, as well as people from the Heritage Lottery Fund, from the college and other schools in the area who we want to kind of show off to, really. And that's on the 2nd of November. So we're hoping that there'll be press releases going out so people can see the images from there. It's being opened by the MP, which is Simon Clark. But then in December, we're opening it to the public as well, so that's our second launch. So that'll be the 3rd of December. The same day as the Frost Fair in Stuart Park, so a huge Christmas farmers market. The building will be open on that day for people to have a wander around if they'd like.
So it's all systems going. I know, Lauren, that you have a crack team of colleagues there who are sort of like thoroughgoing professionals, etc. Would you like to give some name checks to the likes of Fran and Vince and so on, who've obviously been very much part of this project as well?
Yes, definitely. They're busy working away in the office. I've just slipped away to take this call. So Francine is working on some more interpretation to go in the visitor centre. We've put in a huge timeline together of the history of the park from Captain Cook's birth right up to today. And Vincent is ringing around all of the people who invited the lodge in, just to make sure they're still coming.
Well, as I say, fingers crossed, I might even be able to persuade a couple of my colleagues to come up from Lincoln to the event itself on the day. This is, it's still in the sort of wish list, but hopefully let's make it manifest for that thing.
Fantastic.
So it should be a fun sort of thing all round from that perspective. Are you still staying with the project? Is it a case of now it's reaching completion, you're sort of thinking, well, I've done that, I'll now move off to another part of the world that actually needs the Lauren Watson magic, or will you still be there? Will the
Not
team be
quite
there?
Not so my role doesn't kind of run out until February, so I'm still here for a little while longer. We've got still a lot of things to do after the launch, so we're still doing our heritage talks around different schools and community groups. We've been creating education packs for schools, so they're still ongoing. As I say, all of the interpretation. We're planning to create a leaflet that's going to be available in the visitor centre, which shows all about the history of the park, so a more detailed one. So there's still quite a few things we need to wrap up before we say goodbye to the project.
We can't lose you, Lauren. I mean, you know, the whole sort of the town needs you, the park needs you, the project needs you. It's essential that's actually there, because it is actually going to be a huge asset. I mean, not only, as you said, the students are actually there, but it is a wonderful way in which history has been restored, and for visitors to the town and visitors to the centre, of course, as well. Lots of information there.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why we're doing these interpretation boards. So, people in the centre will be able to learn of the history, but then also opening the building. It'll be out of term time or weekends or evenings. We'll be doing history tours so people can still have a look around the building and learn a little bit more about each room. So this will definitely be something something where people will be able to learn for many years. So.
Well, as we mentioned, Lauren, I know we didn't quite manage to do the sort of tour, the sort of audio postcard, whilst the actual work was going on, because clearly you can't be going around with various workmen doing engineering things, etc. But one of the things which we've got lined up is a series of regular features with yourself and Francine and the rest of the folk there, in terms of both podcasts, which might be one of the ways in which people are actually downloading this particular one, or indeed other sort of projects as far as Ask and Brian is concerned. So I take it you're okay with that?
Definitely, that sounds great.
Excellent. Well, we have those two final questions, which you've possibly forgotten because it's been so many months since you were last here, but I'll ask them to you in any case. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this very busy morning? Lauren Watson, Graduate Marketing Officer for Marketing, the Ask and Brian College in Middlesbrough. Has it been okay for you?
It certainly has.
And I think we've already answered the next one, but I take it you'll be with us and we'll connect again in the very near future?
Yes, definitely.
Yay!